quarter, aged kid, mobile.
Is that LK mobile?
Morning, Patrick.
Shane, hope you had a good night last night.
I'm almost halfway home. It was pretty good. Wind didn't bother me too much, and didn't really rain that hard. A couple little heavy showers here and there, but that was it.
That's what I was going to ask about the wind. It's howling up here this morning.
I went past a couple flags. I could tell they were standing out straight from the wind, but I really didn't feel it. I don't know if it was because I had two heavy trailers or what. I have felt it before. I just didn't really feel it last night.
Good thing. I'm glad it didn't bother you too much, because it sounds like it could be a real problem.
Asheville area might get a little snow, or got a little snow. I don't know. It was the way the clouds were blowing through.
Hadn't looked at the weather other than it's supposed to be windy, so. And Asheville weather is just a little bit different than where I'm at, so it's possible, because it's 38-ish right here, 36, 38, so it's possible.
It's warmer down where I am on Whitehorse. Did you have a good day yesterday? Were you out and about?
Out and about yesterday. I was at home taking care of my four-legged friend. She passed away yesterday.
I hear that. I didn't know. I'm really sorry. How old was she?
She was almost 15.
Life for them, but it's still, that's tough.
She lived a long, good life. The hard part is all your habits of taking her out at night and the morning and your routine. You know, now that's not there. And I still catch myself looking for her.
We'll still slip up every once in a while and call Blossom, who we've had for 5 years now. We'll call her by Coral, who we had for 10 years before that.
Oh, so sorry to hear about your companion there. That's a long time, 15 years. Got to cherish the memories, I guess. WW4JT.
Ken, Matthew, and Eric, good to hear all of you this morning. KO4HK.
Ken, Eric, well, the crowd jumped in there, but I was kind of expecting it. And 4ZLK, good morning.
How are you this morning? How are you hanging in there, Patrick?
Well, I missed my little buddy, but I'm good.
No, man, but, you know, they give us some great years, and then, yeah, we get to have the memories. And, you know, it makes room for another, you know.
They are great, great companions. I have a little over seven-year-old shepherd, and she's just tremendous.
You were about to say you had seven.
I'd be honest with you, I'm on this. It's incredibly, you know, the power of cute puppies, right? I mean, I'm on a German Shepherd social media site, and they just keep pumping these pictures out that just make you want them. You know how it is.
Amazing the power that they do wield as a puppy and as a dog, a full-grown dog. It's amazing what they can do to you.
Daughters.
Story, I was doing a lot more training with my German Shepherd, and we were at the stage where we were doing some nose training and some real good scent training, and I actually got to the point where I was ready to train her how to sniff weed, but I figured I better back off of that because I could get in trouble with my job if there is any residue or something.
All six of my dogs are expertly trained in sniff recognition. If it's anything edible, they are just experts at finding it.
It is amazing to watch them when you do the actual training and how they pick out. We use a small little piece of birch wood, and there was another scent I forgot that we started training them with, and they'd be in this little tiny can, and there'd be all a bunch of different boxes with these little cans in them, and most of them would be empty, and there'd be the one, and they'd find it. It is just incredible.
Being able to smell as well as they do, that would probably be more of a curse than a blessing.
With a puppy last year, we started out fostering, and this puppy was maybe, you know, 2 or 3 months old. So it was already pretty good size. It turns out he's like 50% Great Pyrenees, and so now he is just not quite a year old, and he's already like 80 pounds or so. He's probably going to fill out to close to 100, but we ended up adopting him, and he's just a great dog. He's got the best personality, one of the best personalities I've ever seen in a dog. He's just so friendly and cuddly and cute, and you know, he's definitely an adolescent now, very rambunctious, and he plays with other young dogs a lot. But yeah, I mean, just you run across a really great dog once in a while, and I've lucked out and I've run across 6 great dogs, and I still have, you know, those 6. And, you know, as they move on, you know, there are others to come in and provide another, you know, long period of joy. So, you know, they're just great.
Just listening and trying to pay attention. Yep, I had something stuck in my tire. It went completely flat by noon.
Nail or something?
Metal and that, but we snatched it off and plugged it. It worked, so we're good to go now.
You're able to plug it yourself. Yeah, it's not hard to do. It's one of those things that I think they ought to just teach with driving school, you know. But it is what it is, I guess.
I was on this truck with a plug in each one, and my wife has 2 tires on her car. One of them has 2 plugs. It's we seem to pick up stuff in all the driving we do.
We picked up, I think it was 6 nails in about a 3-inch long strip, and had all at the same time on our Jeep.
He does not have a spare tire, so I drive around with a plug kit all the time.
I went and bought me a full-size tire and rim just to keep in the back, because, I mean, I'm traveling, you know, 400 or 500 miles, and that I feel like I need a real spare.
Can you plug your work tires?
No, negative. Those things, they're life-limited, and ironically, though, they're so well-built that they'll allow the first layer of cords to show. And then they'll put it on a time cycle to inspect it. But the inspection process becomes a nuisance, so they end up changing them anyway. But you can actually see the first layer of cords showing just below the rubber if you had to. And you could take it another flight or two, and they'll change it out. But pretty tough standards. Those things have a lot of pressure in them.
That was going to be no. I just thought it was a funny question to ask.
Use they take. You know, they have to be built, that's for sure.
They run in them, do you know?
Upwards of 175 PSI or something like that, and they use nitrogen, I believe, if I remember correctly.
One of those.
I've seen them blow out, actually blow out. I've seen them, go flat. And if it's run a little bit, like on a landing flat, then they might come apart a little bit, but I've never seen them blow out, actually.
See any recap playing on the runways either?
No, not usually. Runways, fortunately, are pretty clean most of the time.
Only ran about, 14 PSI or something like that in those, but that's a much smaller and lighter airplane.
Upwards of like 200 mile per hour speeds, and all that weight coming down on them, it's pretty incredible how they hold up.
Not a common to have a landing weight, you know, 100,000 pounds plus on those things.
I mean, when you think of the, just on the other side of the scale, we had takeoff weights in the 747 that would break a million pounds, depending on their loads.
It's probably, what, about 400,000 pounds of fuel, so even if they're near done, they're still over 500,000 landing.
In fact, could be that much. I don't know exactly, but of course they had a lot of tires to share the weight, but there's that same Camaro just flying by me when I'm already doing the speed limit. Great stuff. Anyway, pretty crazy what the tire requirements are on those airplanes, what they have to be, I guess.
Ken, you make any fun digital contacts lately?
And I got Ukraine, and I finally got Japan.
Ken, yesterday I forgot that you mentioned anything about Ukraine. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was surprised when it turned out to be Ukraine. It just says, I think, CQ zone, I don't know what it was, 20-something. Patrick switched to the 285.
Right over there, it's the WTJKT QSY.
Joe Deco Tango QSY.
TFW QSY 285.
Is that okay?